Michael, yeah, with a maintenance tip.
So it's remodel season, and I thought, well, you know, let me give you a little tip about your coping. If you have flagstone coping, or if you have the bullnose brick coping or safety grip coping, and it's been on there 10, 20, 25 years, you can test the coping to see if it's still secure to the beam of your pool. That'll kind of give you an idea as to whether the coping might need to be replaced as well. The test is real easy. I like to use a long-handled, long screwdriver, and I can tap on the coping with that, and I listen. Is it sound hollow, or does it sound solid? You'll know the difference right away. If it sounds hollow, then what that indicates is that the coping that's sitting on top of the beam of your pool, the beam of your pool is 12 inches that goes, wraps all the way around your pool, and it helps to keep that pool secure. The coping sits on the top of the beam of your pool. It's applied with mortar, and over the years, there can be some separation. And sometimes, and you got to be careful, especially with flagstone coping, it can come loose, and those pieces can actually, you can just pick them up. And that's a dangerous situation. If you've got that around your swimming pool, I wish you would send me an email at info@millerpools.com. Let me know. We can come out and look at it and tell you what it costs to get it fixed. Even if you're not in the mood to do a full-blown remodel, you should not have loose coping around your swimming pool. It can be very dangerous. But that little test will kind of let you know. And if you find you got a whole bunch of hollow coping, millerpools.com, we're ready to help you out.